Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Network.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Lee Stringer is our guest, our good friend, great member of our Brain Trust. She's a senior workplace expert for the research and strategy firm EYP Architecture and Engineering. She's the author of The Healthy Workplace. It's all about how to improve the well-being of your employees and boost your company's bottom line. Lee, you want to give us a website?
LeeStringer.com, L-E-I-G-H, Stringer, like it sounds.
All right, .com. They can find you more about your book there?
Yes.
All right, so check that out, folks. We're talking about some research that you guys conducted with the Harvard School of Health. And am I saying that right?
The School of Public Health, that's right.
Public Health, there it is. And so in the previous segment, we talked about some of the things that are not intangibles, but they seem to be because they're not right out in front of us so much. Things that we could get our hands on that are impacting productivity, the way our employees, how they commute, how they sleep, not at home, not at work, and how they're using social media and some of the new technology. What about some of the other things? Some of the old analog things that are still out there, like culture and physical health, things like that.
Well, one of the big surprises that we had when we studied ourselves, we're a 600-person firm, and we compared ourselves to other data out there. But really, it was mental health that's impacting us a lot more than physical.
Hmm.
So we asked one of the many things that we looked at was absenteeism and presenteeism, right? When you show
right.
up to work, but you're
right.
kind of exhausted or mm-hmm. sick or whatever, and or just not present and excited.
Would you
about what
would
you're
you
doing.
Include engaged in being engaged?
Engaged,
in that?
Yeah, not engaged. That's several other questions. The
yeah.
questions and indexes we looked at dealt with that. Anyway, we found that mental health was 2 to 3 times more impactful to our bottom line than physical health.
Wow.
And
how would you define that mental health? I mean, it sounds like a dull question, but it
really
isn't.
Well, it was anxiety. Do you have anxiety, depression,
mm-hmm.
And a number of questions, related questions like that. Do you just feel stressed out?
Were you
so
able to find out
that
if this was a clinical thing for them or if it was a work-related thing? Were you able to
know? This was self – this is a private survey, a confidential survey,
right.
but it was a series of questions that ask about various aspects of stress, mental health, anxiety, whatever.
Right.
And whether it was clinically shown or not, we're not sure. There probably is some. There
right.
is in pretty much every office place. But it's just there. And so one of our issues was that as a company, we weren't 100%. We have some things to help. You can call a psychologist or whatever through our, health plan program thing. But we really weren't thinking at it as in terms of hitting our bottom line, and
mm-hmm.
which made it much more real. And so another thing we found was that the people that were the most stressed or showed the most mental health issues were younger women in our office. And when we asked Harvard, are we crazy? Is this unique? They said, no, you're like the rest of the planet. We're like, oh, okay.
Right.
Because a lot of times, women are wrestling work and kids,
women,
and older parents
a woman's life, and let's just be honest here, and my audience knows, Lee, how much I love women, and I work too hard on this show to promote them, to help them with their businesses. But a woman's life is much more complicated than a man's life. And I'll give you one quick example. My wife showed me a thing that she saw on one of the websites, and I guess they call them memes, and it said what a woman looks for in shampoo. And it was aloe vera, vitamins, oats, things like that, right?
Yeah.
And what a man looks like for shampoo. The bottle says shampoo on the label. You know what I mean? I'm just saying that's an example of how a woman's life is more complicated than a man's life, right?
It is.
There are more things. You guys have more things that you're thinking about.
There's more things to have to wrestle with.
Never mind the kids and the pressure that you put on yourself to be perfect mom, perfect employee.
We're also hardwired so differently.
And yes.
It's interesting to talk to neurologists about the female brain versus the male brain. And they always say, you know, it turns out that in a female brain, probably generalizing a little bit, but not much, there are the left and right brain are actually connected much more in many more places.
Oh, yeah, 40% more.
There you go. So we're like left brain thinking, right brain thinking, left brain thinking, right, you know, should we do that? I don't know. Let's think about it more. I don't know. Maybe not.
That's right.
So that whole kind of circular thing. Anyway, I think it's a combination with that, also with other responsibilities. And, you know, the burden of family relies, you know, much more often on the women than men.
One of the best things, one of the best conversations with my wife about this is she lamented one day, why don't you feel guilt? Why don't you ever feel guilty? I said, I feel guilty plenty of times when I'm guilty. I said, what I don't do is I don't manufacture guilt.
That's a good one.
And I think a lot of women manufacture guilt.
Oh, I'm sure we do. I'm going to call you up next time I feel that too.
So, ladies,
talk me down.
So, ladies, give yourself a break. It's going to be okay. I mean, so much, really, I'm serious. I'm saying this with all the love I can give you. So
it's true.
Last thoughts, Lee, quickly.
So the final thing that I was really happy to learn was how important having control of your job is. And we might have talked about this in the past, Jim, but just the ability to control little things. Doesn't have to be everything. But if an individual worker can control how, when, and where they work in some way, it
That's
really does
That's something a boss
improve.
Can do for everyone.
Yeah.
Give them a little autonomy.
That's right.
Tell them to be the owners of that particular assignment. Lee, thank you.
Restaurants for Veterans.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.